planning for the weekend on Saturday? How are you? It's Trina Mara. We were just talking in the office there about, you know, these like gadgets that you can get. And we all kind of, at Christmas time, I know we all go, oh, I'm going to get a Fitbit or I'm going to get something that's going to help me get healthy. But this is an amazing story because a Fitbit basically saved your life, Anne, didn't it?
Oh, it absolutely did. I, like everybody else, decided I'd get a bit fit during the COVID. So I asked my husband, would he get me a Fitbit because I started the walking. It had an update and it allowed you to do an ECG. I did the ECG a couple of times and a couple of times it'll come up with possible atrial fibrillation. And a few other times I do it and it come up as normal sinus rhythm. So I just ignored it.
Is that a resting would you take it, or would it be out when you're doing your walk, or when would you track it?
Well, you'd have to do it when you're sitting down because you kind of have to have your fingers on each side of the watch.
Yeah.
And it takes 30 seconds to do it.
Okay.
So it's kind of it's an add-on in the watch. It's one of the kind of things that you can do with your watch.
Yeah. So you were getting different readings then. So what did that tell you?
Yeah, because not all the time was I in atrial fibrillation at the start. As I did it more frequently, it was more and more.
You terrified when you saw that?
I was 53 at the time. I was kind of menopausal and I looked it up and, you know, you know, fluttering heartbeat and stuff like that. And that's all perfectly normal for the menopause. So I put it on the long finger. I said to myself, I don't feel unwell. You mean, again, I was walking 5K three or four times a week and I was feeling really good. So I ignored it. It was only when I went to my GP practice, because I'm rheumatoid arthritis as well, so I have to give bloods before I go and see that consultant. And I just said to her, you know, my watch is saying this. And she says, get up on the bed, Anne. We're going to do an ECG on you.
So what was the result of that then?
That I definitely had atrial fibrillation. She had heard that the Hermitage had opened up a new cardiac unit there, and she said, Anne, you need to get it seen to straight away.
But you had different plans, Anne, didn't you? You were going to head off to lunch with your pal.
I was. You know, I mean, I'd taken the day off work and I was meeting a friend and we were going to have a lovely afternoon. We're going to do a bit of shopping afterwards. But no, Mairead just gave me the look and said, no, you need to go in.
And you were sent in straight away. Isn't that amazing? So all because of the Fitbit giving you this reading.
All because of the Fitbit. You know, and, you know, I rang my husband on the way into the hospital and I said, Ray, don't worry. They've picked up this little thing on my heart. But I'm just going into the Hermitage to get it checked out. And he was gone, oh my God. But because of COVID restrictions and everything else, I said, right, stay where you are. It could be nothing. I went straight to the cardiac unit and Carol Ann there, she was absolutely amazing because at this stage I was shaking with the nerves. And she popped me up the bed and she said, calm, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, because I can imagine it's bad enough when you've got a scheduled visit for something like that and you know and you're planning it and you've got your bag packed or, you know, you've got plans made. But when it's you're planning on going for lunch with your pal and the next thing, the whole day has changed and you have to go straight as an emergency in to see about your heart. So what happened then when you got in there?
She did the ECG. She did the blood pressure monitor and she took bloods and everything came back with, you know, atrial fibrillation. So she called in Dr. Zane Sharif. He's a cardiac consultant there. And he looked at all the results and he said, yeah, definitely. It's looking like you do have atrial fibrillation. So they put me on a 24-hour blood pressure monitor and a 48-hour ECG. But I was allowed to go home. 2 days later, I came back in and they did the echo. And a couple of days later, I did a cardiac CT. So I was put on medication and stuff for the heart. I was put on a blood thinner to stop me having a stroke. Because the way my heart was beating, it was beating so fast that the blood wasn't getting a chance to come out of my heart. So it was forming little tiny clots in one of the chambers.
Wow. So only for that, you might not be talking to us today.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? And as I say, Zane was absolutely brilliant because he said to me, Anne, you're too young to be on medication for the rest of your life. He said, look, we're going to do a cardioversion on you. You know, this all happened in August. The beginning of September, I was brought in for cardioversion, which is where they stop start your heart. They put you under for that. The anaesthetist puts you under and Zane puts the paddles on and he stops and starts your heart. And for a couple of days, that worked and I was really lucky. But unfortunately, the atrial fibrillation came back. So another plan had to happen. We had to go for the pulse field ablation. And I was like, oh my God, that's only been done in the Black Rock. I probably don't have cover for that. So you know yourself.
Mm.
Another spin, you know what I mean? And I was, you know, rang up the health provider and they were brilliant as well. They said, no, Anne, you're covered. So in the beginning of October, 3 days after my 54th birthday, I went in and had the ablation. And 3.5 hours afterwards, I woke up, I was lying on the bed and I was fixed.
Did you have the best piece of toast you've ever had, Anne?
Oh, the best piece of toast. And the nicest cup of coffee.
Isn't it gas?
Oh, do you know, I'll never forget it. You know.
What is it about hospital toast and tea? It's just incredible. It's like after having children, the best piece of toast you'll ever had. So how have you been since then?
I have been fantastic. Went to see Zane again in November. He said, Anne, you can come off everything but the blood thinner in December, which I did. And then in February, on the 12th of February, he said, Anne, you can come off the blood thinner. So I'm on no medication for my heart.
Wow.
And my heart is working perfectly.
Yeah. Well, the whole idea is, you know, for people to, the whole reason we're talking to you is for people to not ignore symptoms like that. And, you know, if you have a Fitbit, use it. I have a Fitbit and it's never gone on my wrist, would you believe? And I'm constantly getting this in my ear. We got you a Fitbit so that you'd use it.
Trina,
and there it is in the box.
I know. Even if it's just to find your phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I use it all the time to find my phone.
Oh, come here. That's exactly what I need it for. But isn't it amazing, the technology? And it's so simple. There's something, and they're not even that expensive anymore. You know, something so simple that alerted you to this problem, this life-threatening cardiac problem.
Oh, life-threatening. I was a stroke waiting to happen. If I had ignored it for much longer, I could be, you know, either dead or I could be severely disabled afterwards because, you know yourself.
A different life.
A totally different life. I'm living my best life at 54. It's
good
brilliant.
Woman. Delighted for you. And thanks so much for sharing your story today. The big message is do not ignore symptoms like this.
And listen, thanks a million for having me on your show.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
Bye
it is something
now.
For the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.